Good morning. This is Circle of God's People, a Mennonite Church Manitoba production, and I'm your host, Daryl Neustetter Barg. This morning's program features a conversation between MCM's Executive Minister, Michael Paul, and MCM's moderator, Cheryl Braun. They explore hope and courage, the new visioning process that MCM is embarking on. They have words of encouragement for anyone wondering about vision for the church in 2024.
Hello, I'm Michael Paul, Executive Minister for Mennonite Church Manitoba.
And I'm Cheryl Braun, Moderator for Mennonite Church Manitoba. Welcome to Circle of God's People and a conversation about hope and courage.
Now, you mean the two-year visioning process MCM has just started, right? Not the Christian virtues of hope and courage?
I mean both. Our visioning process is called Hope and Courage, which we're going to be talking about today. And we as a church also need hope and courage as a part of that process. Now, I'll say more about that in a bit, but I wonder, Michael, if you could share a bit first about how we got to this visioning process.
Sure. June 17th, 1998, Bethel Church. That was when delegates from our congregations gathered to discuss and approve a new vision, mission, and values statement for our regional church. That statement is a terrific statement that has served us well.
1998? That's a long time ago. That's quite the lifespan for an organizational vision statement.
Yes, it is, which is why some congregations among us have been asking for us to revisit it. We've also had a lot happen among us over the past 26 years. We are not the same community of churches we were back in 1998.
Changing from Conference of Mennonites in Manitoba to Mennonite Church Manitoba and Mennonite Church Canada, the Being a Faithful Church process, which sadly included some churches leaving, the Future Directions process, and restructuring the National Church.
And don't forget COVID.
Oh, who could forget COVID?
Yeah, COVID certainly accelerated some changes that have been happening for a long time. Declining membership, aging congregations, buildings too big for us. But also, I think, a revival of sorts, with the people who remain becoming more committed to their church community, more focused on following Jesus, more eager to serve their local community, and more willing to make changes to the way we do church together.
So it's a good time to engage in a fresh visioning process.
Well, I'd say it's a necessary time to engage in this visioning process. And we certainly do need hope and courage for what's in store for the church going forward.
Yes, about those Christian virtues. Or maybe we can think of them as practices, things we need to do. We need to practice hope, to be hopeful. We need to practice courage, to be courageous.
I like to think of hope as future-focused faith. Just as we trust in God for our daily bread now, so we trust in God for the future, that God will accomplish God's good thing for us. And I like that idea that we need to practice this hope. We need to intentionally live out this hope. Pretty important in our world today, I'd say.
Yes, and courage means taking risks to live into that good future that God has for us. This gets me wondering, what risks do we need to take as congregations or as a regional or even nationwide church to experience the good things God wants to do among us?
Now that's a good question. And I hope we can explore that together through this hope and courage process, both as congregations and as a regional church. So what does this process look like, Cheryl?
Hope and courage is a two-year process. During the first year, there will be opportunities for people to engage in these conversations about the present and the future of the church. We'll have a web survey open to anyone who's a member of an MCM church, and we'll have 10 or so focus groups where people can participate in personal conversations around these things.
And then we have our upcoming 2025 gathering, February 28th and March 1st at Grace Mennonite Church in Steinbach. There we will focus around a few key themes of our visioning, tying that in with a focus on the 500th anniversary of Anabaptism.
That's right. In January, it'll be 500 years since the first rebaptizers were baptized, and Anabaptism grew into a radical movement centered on Jesus and his way of love. Imagine the risks they took to be faithful to what God had called them to be and to do at that time.
Yeah, they certainly needed both hope and courage, didn't they? envisioning a new way of being and doing church together, of following Jesus, even when that meant going against the grain of the dominant culture around them.
May we have that same kind of hope, that same kind of courage today.
Amen. Now, you said this was a 2-year process. That's the first year. What's the second?
Well, that's when we as an MCM board will take all the notes from all the surveys and focus groups and the gathering, and we'll sift through them to discern common themes and a possible direction for us going forward. The goal is to have a fresh vision and a strategic plan to bring us forward to our gathering in 2026.
That's a lot of work, but it's important work. Listening to the voices of the people in the pews and distilling that into a wider vision and concrete plans. You also said that there were ways people could participate in this process.
Yes. Members of MCM churches can sign up now on the Hope and Courage website and participate in one of our focus groups. And come January, everyone can take the short web survey we'll have up.
That website is www.menochurch.mb.ca/hopeandcourage. www.menochurch.mb.ca/hopeandcourage, all one word. Be sure to check it out for more info and to sign up for a focus group.
Well, thanks for joining us today. I hope you have a great day, filled with opportunities for hope and courage.
Take care, everyone.
That was the song, There's a Wild Hope in the Wind, by Laura Braun of Morden, who wrote the song not long before passing away of cancer. This Faith and Life choir arrangement was conducted and arranged by Ben Pauls, also originally from Morden. This morning's Mennonite Church Manitoba announcement is a warm invitation to our annual Camps with Meaning celebration fundraising banquets, titled 75 Years of Song. Yes, our camping ministry turned 75 this year, and we will celebrate with some of the music from the past years. Paul Duick will lead from his harp, along with other camp staff. Join us on November 2nd at Emmanuel Mennonite Church in Winkler, or November 3rd at Douglas Mennonite Church in Winnipeg. Reserve your free seats by calling the camp office at 204-895-2267. That's 204-895-CAMP. Or email camps@mennonochurch.mb.ca. Or finally, visit the event page on the Camps with Meaning website at www.campswithmeaning.org. Thanks for listening to Circle of God's People. We wish you God's richest blessings as you go into this day.